And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Soothe to Sleep Stories, where I am reading to you the Bible in a year in a soft-spoken manner. Now, we will be able to listen to these episodes back-to-back for a year eventually, but right now I am pacing it out. And today is day 80. 80 days. We are finally here. We are going to go through Numbers chapter 15, verses 32, through chapter 16, and the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12. But before we begin, sweet friend, if you do not know Jesus, this wonderful, wonderful Jesus who died just for you, and you would like to know him as your very own Lord and Savior, would you please pray the following prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, I would like Jesus to come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Your word says in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 10, that if I confess out loud Jesus is my Lord, and believe in my heart God raised him from the dead, I shall be saved. For it is with my heart that I believe and am justified, just as if I never sinned. And it is with my mouth that I confess and I am saved. Please, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Please be my Lord and my Savior. I repent for the wrong life I have lived until now. I choose you and will live for you all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I love you. In Jesus' name, amen. You are now his child. All heaven is jumping up and down and dancing because you received Jesus into your very own heart, sweet friend. Tell someone you just received Jesus and find a great Christian church and grow in him. He loves you and desires worship from your heart each and every day. You are so precious to him.
And now, I will ask the Lord to bless this episode for day 80 of the Soft Spoken Bible in a Year series. Dear Adonai, Elohim, Heavenly Father, I come before you, Eternal Abba. I thank you for this opportunity to share your word in a soft spoken manner on the 80th day of this series. Thank you so much for speaking to us in your word, in your creation, your sky, and your silence, in the rain. There are so many ways you speak to us, Father, sending us tokens, jewels of your heart. And the greatest gift you gave to us is when you sent Jesus to take our place, so we can be reconciled back to you through his blood that was shed on Calvary. Let us never forget the horrific price Jesus paid for us. And Jesus, you gave us your sweet Holy Spirit. You gave your Holy Spirit to those who know you. Oh, Holy Spirit, thank you for hovering over this beautiful 80th day. Hovering your wisdom, your understanding, your knowledge. Most of all, your presence. We love you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for sealing this. In Jesus' name, amen. Numbers chapter 15, verses 32 through 41. While the children of Israel were in the wilderness, they found a man gathering sticks on the Shabbat day. Those who found him gathering sticks brought him to Moses and Aaron and to all the congregation. They put him in custody because it had not been declared what should be done to him. The Lord said to Moses, "The man shall surely be put to death. All the congregation shall stone him with stones outside of the camp." All the congregation brought him outside of the camp and stoned him to death with stones, as the Lord commanded Moses. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel and tell them that they should make themselves fringes on the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put on the fringe of each border a cord of blue. It shall be to you for a fringe, that you may see it, and remember all the Lord's commandments and do them, and that you don't follow your own heart and your own eyes, after which you used to play the prostitute, so that you may remember and do all my commandments and be holy to your God. I am the Lord, your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord, your God." Numbers chapter 16. Now Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, with Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, and On, the son of Peleth, sons of Reuben, took some men. They rose up before Moses with some of the children of Israel, 250 princes of the congregation, called to the assembly, men of renown. They assembled themselves together against Moses and against Aaron, and said to them, "You take too much on yourself, since all the congregation are holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them. Why do you lift yourselves up above the Lord's assembly?" When Moses heard it, he fell on his face. He said to Korah and to all his company, "In the morning, the Lord will show who are his and who is holy, and will cause him to come near to him. Even him whom he shall choose, he will cause to come near to him. Do this: have Korah and all his company take censers, put fire in them, and put incense on them before the Lord tomorrow. It shall be that the man whom the Lord chooses, he shall be holy. You have gone too far, you sons of Levi." Moses said to Korah, "Hear now, you sons of Levi. Is it a small thing to you that the God of Israel has separated you from the congregation of Israel to bring you near to himself, to do the service of the Lord's tabernacle, and to stand before the congregation to minister to them? And that he has brought you near, and all your brothers, the sons of Levi, with you? Do you seek the priesthood also? Therefore, you and all your company have gathered together against the Lord. What is Aaron that you complain against him?" Moses sent to call Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, and they said, "We won't come up. Is it a small thing that you have brought us up out of a land flowing with milk and honey to kill us in the wilderness? But you must also make yourself a prince over us. Moreover, you haven't brought us into a land flowing with milk and honey nor given us inheritance of fields and vineyards. Will you put out the eyes of these men? We won't come up." Moses was very angry and said to the Lord, "Don't respect their offering. I have not taken one donkey from them, neither have I hurt one of them." Moses said to Korah, "You and all your company go before the Lord, you and they, and Aaron, tomorrow. Each man take his censer and put incense on it, and each man bring before the Lord his censer, 250 censers. You also, and Aaron, each with his censer." They each took a censer and put fire in it, and laid incense on it, and stood at the door of the tent of meeting with Moses and Aaron. Korah assembled all the congregation opposite them to the door of the tent of meeting. The Lord's glory appeared to all the congregation. The Lord spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, "Separate yourselves from among this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment." They fell on their faces and said, "God, the God of the spirits of all flesh, shall one man sin? And will you be angry with all the congregation?" The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the congregation, saying, 'Get away from around the tent of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram.'" Moses rose up and went to Dathan and Abiram, and the elders of Israel followed him. He spoke to the congregation, saying, "Depart, please, from the tents of these wicked men, and touch nothing of theirs, lest you be consumed in all their sins." So they went away from the tent of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram, on every side. Dathan and Abiram came out and stood at the door of their tents with their wives, their sons, and their little ones. Moses said, "Hereby you shall know that the Lord has sent me to do all these works, for they are not from my own mind. If these men die the common death of all men, or if they experience what all men experience, then the Lord hasn't sent me. But if the Lord makes a new thing, and the ground opens its mouth, and swallows them up with all that belong to them, and they go down alive into Sheol, then you shall understand that these men have despised the Lord." As he finished speaking all these words, the ground that was under them split apart. The earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up with their households, all of Korah's men and all their goods. So they and all that belonged to them went down alive into Sheol. The earth closed on them, and they perished from among the assembly. All Israel that were around them fled at their cry, for they said, "Lest the earth swallow us up." Fire came out from the Lord and devoured the 250 men who offered the incense. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, that he take up the censers out of the burning, and scatter the fire away from the camp, for they are holy, even the censers of those who sinned against their own lives. Let them be beaten into plates for a covering of the altar, for they offered them before the Lord. Therefore, they are holy. They shall be assigned to the children of Israel." Eleazar the priest took the bronze censers, which those who were burned had offered, and they beat them out for a covering of the altar, to be a memorial to the children of Israel, to the end that no stranger who isn't of the offspring of Aaron would come near to burn incense before the Lord, that he not be as Korah and his company, as the Lord spoke to him by Moses. But on the next day, all the congregation of the children of Israel complained against Moses and against Aaron, saying, "You have killed the Lord's people." When the congregation was assembled against Moses and against Aaron, they looked toward the tent of meeting. Behold, the cloud covered it, and the Lord's glory appeared. Moses and Aaron came to the front of the tent of meeting. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Get away from among this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment." They fell on their faces. Moses said to Aaron, "Take your censer, put fire from the altar in it, lay incense on it, carry it quickly to the congregation, and make atonement for them. For wrath has gone out from the Lord. The plague has begun." Aaron did as Moses said and ran into the middle of the assembly. The plague had already begun among the people. He put on the incense and made atonement for the people. He stood between the dead and the living, and the plague was stayed. Now those who died by the plague were 14,700. In addition to those who died about the matter of Korah, Aaron returned to Moses to the door of the tent of meeting, and the plague was stopped. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 12. Meanwhile, when a multitude of many thousands had gathered together, so much so that they trampled on each other, he began to tell his disciples, first of all, "Beware of the yeast of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. But there is nothing covered up that will not be revealed, nor hidden that will not be known. Therefore, whatever you have said in the darkness will be heard in the light. What you have spoken in the ear in the inner rooms will be proclaimed on the housetops. I tell you, my friends, don't be afraid of those who kill the body, and after that, have no more that they can do. But I will warn you whom you should fear. Fear him who, after he is killed, has power to cast into Gehinnom. Yes, I tell you, fear him. Aren't 5 sparrows sold for 2 Asaria coins? Not one of them is forgotten by God. But the very hairs of your head are all counted. Therefore, don't be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows. I tell you, everyone who confesses me before men, the Son of Man, will also confess before the angels of God. But he who denies me in the presence of men will be denied in the presence of God's angels. Everyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven. But those who blaspheme against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. When they bring you before the synagogues, the rulers, and the authorities, don't be anxious how or what you will answer or what you will say. For the Holy Spirit will teach you in that same hour what you must say." One of the multitude said to him, "Rabbi, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Man, who made me a judge or an arbitrator over you?" He said to them, "Beware. Keep yourselves from covetousness, for a man's life doesn't consist of the abundance of the things which he possesses." He spoke a parable to them, saying, "The ground of a certain rich man produced abundantly. He reasoned within himself, saying, 'What will I do, because I don't have room to store my crops?' He said, 'This is what I will do. I will pull down my barns, build bigger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. I will tell my soul, soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'You foolish one, tonight your soul is required of you. The things which you have prepared, whose will they be?' So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." He said to his disciples, "Therefore, I tell you, don't be anxious for your life, what you will eat, nor yet for your body, what you will wear. Life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing. Consider the ravens. They don't sow, they don't reap, they have no warehouse or barn, and God feeds them, how much more valuable are you than birds? Which of you, by being anxious, can add a cubit to his height? If then you aren't able to do even the least things, why are you anxious about the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They don't toil, neither do they spin. Yet, I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if this is how God clothes the grass in the field, which today exists, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? Don't seek what you will eat or what you will drink, neither be anxious, for the nations of the world seek after all of these things. But your Father knows that you need these things. But seek God's kingdom, and all these things will be added to you. Don't be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell what you have and give gifts to the needy. Make for yourselves purses which don't grow old, a treasure in the heavens that doesn't fail, where no thief approaches and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Let your waist be dressed and your lamps burning. Be like men watching for their Lord when he returns from the wedding feast, that when he comes and knocks, they may immediately open to him. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord will find watching when he comes. Most certainly I tell you that he will dress himself, make them recline, and will come and serve them. They will be blessed if he comes in the second or third watch and finds them so. But know this, that if the master of the house had known in what hour the thief was coming, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore be ready also, for the Son of Man is coming in an hour that you don't expect him. Peter said to him, Lord, are you telling this parable to us or to everybody? The Lord said, Who then is the faithful and wise steward whom the Lord will set over his household to give them their portion of food at the right times? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord will find doing so when he comes. Truly, I tell you that he will set him over all that he has. But if that servant says in his heart, My Lord delays his coming, and begins to beat the men servants and the maid servants, and to eat and drink and to be drunken, then the Lord of that servant will come in a day when he isn't expecting him, and in an hour that he doesn't know, and will cut him in two and place his portion with the unfaithful. That servant who knew his Lord's will and didn't prepare nor do what he wanted will be beaten with many stripes. But he who didn't know and did things worthy of stripes will be beaten with few stripes. To whomever much is given, of him will much be required. And to whom much was entrusted, of him more will be asked. I came to throw fire on the earth. I wish it were already kindled, but I have an immersion to be immersed with, and how distressed I am until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to give peace in the earth? I tell you, no, but rather division. For from now on, there will be five in one house divided, three against two, and two against three. They will be divided, father against son, and son against father, mother against daughter, and daughter against her mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. He said to the multitudes also, When you see a cloud rising from the west, immediately you say, A shower is coming, and so it happens. When a south wind blows, you say, There will be a scorching heat, and it happens. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky, but how is it that you don't interpret this time? Why don't you judge for yourselves what is right? For when you are going with your adversary before the magistrate, try diligently on the way to be released from him, lest perhaps he drag you to the judge, and the judge deliver you to the officer, and the officer throw you into prison. I tell you, you will by no means get out of there until you have paid the very last penny. God Calling Eventide, Day 80, First Place. Jesus said, I do not promise my followers the world's ease and pleasures. I promise those joys that the world can neither give nor take away. I promise the heart rest found in me alone. It does not mean that all the beauties and pleasures of the world can be renounced, but that they must be enjoyed only after the treasures and joys of my kingdom have been learned, appreciated, and given first place. Wow. Numbers chapter 15, verses 32 through 41. How important it is for us to remember all that the Lord has done for us. And back then, that's what the Lord had them do, was to use a fringe of each border on the borders of their garments, a cord of blue, which represents the Holy Spirit, the fire of the Holy Spirit, the hottest part of the flame is blue, to help them to remember to not follow their own heart and their own eyes, their own will, but to submit their will to the Lord, to His will. And he did this after they obeyed him and stoned the man to death according to what the Lord commanded for breaking the Shabbat. Who knows what kind of work was done to gather sticks, but it was disobedience, and they obeyed the Lord and stoned him to death. And once that happened, the Lord then said, make this reminder on your garments, to be reminded every time you look of what the Lord has done for you. I brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God, not to be your own God, not to make something else or someone else your God, but to be your God, where you can be free to worship and pray to me in the manner of which I have commanded. I just see the Lord's love language being so clear, and that is obedience. And Jesus had said in the Gospels, those who love me obey my commandments. If you love me, you will obey me. But obedience now comes from love. It's just a natural byproduct when you follow the Lord, trust Him, obey Him, and realize He just wants the best for us. Wow. To recapitulate what was impressed upon me of Numbers chapter 16 was Moses and Aaron fell on their faces when the Lord said, I'm going to wipe out the entire congregation. They fell on their faces. Worship. That's what they did. They worshiped. Worship is what prompted the Lord's mercy. And in the wisdom of the Lord, Moses told Aaron, only you can make atonement, since now you are the only one who can stop this with the incense. You are the only one who can take your censer, put fire from the altar in it, lay incense on it, carry it quickly to the congregation and make atonement for them. And of course, Jesus became our atonement. Wow. Aaron and Moses. Moses was the meekest man on earth at this time. When the people came against him, he fell on his face and worshipped the Lord. And then how the earth swallowed up Korah and his family in front of everyone, alive, putting them into Sheol. Wow, big earthquake happened right there. And then God put the earth back together again when Korah and his entire household were sent to Sheol alive. And just to recapitulate Luke chapter 12, what was impressed upon me is this. Fear him. Fear him who can destroy more than the body. Your soul. Just like we saw in Numbers chapter 16. Korah and his family being devoured. Being devoured by the earth, sent into Sheol. Only God could do that. But Korah really did that. Rebellion against Moses, whom the Lord chose. Rebellion against God. Rebellion against Moses and Aaron, which is rebellion against God. And then, what also was impressed upon me is the Lord wants us watching, being prepared for him to return, and that he will be easier on the one that didn't know about him than the one who did know about him and didn't do what was right and did not prepare properly. Sweet friend, he is coming. He is on his way. His return is soon. And until next time, blessings to you.